5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, yes, it's June the 16th. It's show 863. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello. You sound very quiet in my head.
And,
Should you be?
I'm as loud as I can be before I start peaking the meters.
Okay.
I'm going through lots of different virtual doobries, okay. So.
All right, that'll do. I'm sure it'll be fine.
You don't sound right now, though.
Oh, you see, you sound clearer now.
That's because I'm exclaiming about your quality. Maybe I've loudened my voice. It'll perhaps sound all right on...
In what way do I not sound right?
Zencaster. I don't know. It could be because I'm piping your audio through a different way.
Right.
So don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't then, if you insist.
So you need to get motoring today.
Yeah.
So let's crack on, shall we? Do you want to? How have your week's been going? Any expensive repairs?
No, turns out the expensive repair is actually only £148.
Well, that's even better. You thought it was like £400.
Well, the first quote was £2,800 plus VAT.
Yes.
Second quote was £475, and then the garage that have got it now, they gave me the £475 quote. They've had the van in. They said, "Well, it's not actually the turbo actuator that's the problem, it's a turbo sensor, and with the hours that we spent on it, it's going to be £148. Thought, happy days.
Right, okay, you should have kept getting quotes, because it seemed like there was a
lower
pound
and lower.
Could
have found a garage that pays me to fix it.
That would be good.
Yeah, so that's in the garage. Took the garage this morning. The white one has now arrived on my drive.
Right,
so ready to get this fleet on the road.
Okay, so are they out next week?
White one's out Saturday.
Ooh.
Not yet on the blue. I didn't want to do the blue one just yet because I wanted to make sure that all the repairs are done and it's all working properly before I take any deposits off people. So, yeah, we're in a good position.
Okay, super. So,
yeah.
And that was it, was it?
That's my week. That's
exciting as it gets.
What have I done? I don't think I've done anything. Just writing quizzes and...
Yeah?
Yeah, same stuff.
That's almost as bad as when you've got into a rut of saying, you know, nothing. I've not done anything.
Yeah.
Anything at all.
At least there's something there to discuss now.
Yeah, previously
just listen to last week's intro and you'll get the same kind of thing.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Oh, do you want a weight loss update?
Do you have one? Because you didn't have one for a couple of weeks.
What was my last weight?
14.5? Three?
Okay. This morning, 13.12.
Ooh, hey, well done.
Yeah. Which is good. So I need to lose weight faster now, so I have to smoke twice as much.
Do you think it's perhaps the lung cancer that's making you lose weight?
Eating away at me.
I think I'm
being conscious about what I'm putting in my body.
You know? Right.
I am literally trying to stick to one meal a day, and it's normally three rashers of bacon and two eggs in the morning, and that's generally it.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a healthy, rounded meal.
Yesterday I spoiled myself because I had a sandwich as well. And we're having a Chinese tonight, so I'm not that rigid just yet. But when I say one meal a day, sometimes it's two. Okay, sometimes it's two. But nothing after 6 o'clock.
Okay, that's good.
That's kind of where I am, rather than eating Domino's pizza at 11 o'clock at night.
And when do you eat the next day?
Usually at 9:30, my breakfast.
Right.
And then maybe I might have something simple in the afternoon for lunch. But then I'm not, I've got, because I've made it a habit now, I've been doing it for a month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe a touch longer. It has become habit.
Yep.
I don't have, because I love food, but I don't have cravings anymore. So I've kind of trained my body to resist having food. So now...
And just crave cigarillos.
Yeah. I'm still only on 10 cigarillos a day. And they're only small. They're only tiny. You know, my day consists of 18 hours, so that's not bad.
If you say so.
It's one cigarillo every 1.8 hours.
Basically, you're kind of... If you're not eating after six, you're kind of intermittent fasting, which is something that is quite popular.
Yes. I'm thinking of changing religion as well.
You don't need to do that. No. Normal people can intermittent fast.
No, but it's good that I'm kind of I'm in that zone now where I'm. Before I would just pig out. I would snack. I'd go mad, and I used to live to eat just food. I'm having it. You know, today I went to Mole to pick up the camper van, and you know what I did? Drove past McDonald's.
Well done.
Yeah, not into McDonald's. I drove past it.
Past it. Wow.
See, the old Lee would never have done that.
No, that's true.
So it's kind of changing my whole mindset about food. So I'm feeling better myself.
Right.
You know, I've had couple of people saying you're losing weight, which is great for your confidence. Feeling better. I'm slightly healthier, only slightly.
Only slightly.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction. So
it is.
I can do this.
And if you can get used to it, I mean, I suspect the intermittent fasting is working for you more than the cigarillos. But
yeah, absolutely.
It's a good thing to be into. So,
and I'm
cool, well
quite,
done.
Quite easy to do. So, yeah.
Right.
Go me.
Okay. Excellent. On that note, let's have some emergency questions, shall we?
Okay.
Alrighty then. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or a broken elevator?
Where's the elevator?
In a building. It doesn't matter. Pick the building. It's wherever you want.
See, yeah, I'm kind of with T on this. I hate the cold. And that I'd be like shivering on one of these lifts. You'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah, but Tamara said she prefers the ski lift and she hates the cold.
Oh.
So she must be really scared of lifts.
All right, okay. Depends, I suppose.
Elevators.
Depends.
Canadians.
Where the escalator is.
And Beth, rather than just answering the question, has her own question.
Oh.
How are they broken?
Well, we're just waiting for the report from the tech team and then we'll know.
Yeah, we don't know how they're broken. They're just stuck.
So they're stopped.
They've just stopped wherever they are. It's not like the bottom's falling out of the elevator or the rope is fraying on the ski lift. They're just stopped.
It's going to be a lot easier for people to get stuff to me if I'm not in a ski lift.
That's very true. Yep.
You know, if I'm stuck on a ski lift and I'm down to my last cigarillo.
And how did they get you off that?
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know, they can get you out of a lift from the emergency exit at the top.
Yeah.
It lifts you out. I've seen films that can shimmy you up the rope.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it a helicopter rescue for
would,
a ski
it,
lift?
It kind of would you be, think, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. Depends how far you're off
you
the ground
get,
you are.
Yeah. You're not going to get a bloody...
Massive ladder.
Up a mountain.
5,000-foot ladder. Imagine having to hold that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm going elevator.
I mean, these sorts of ski lifty type rides in a theme park, then yes, it's an extendable, like a cherry picker.
Yeah.
Just get you out. But on a ski lift, on a mountain, I don't know.
In the cold, blizzards.
Your tongue stuck to the thing.
Yeah,
get me off, get me on.
Although that could happen in a lift. If you think your tongue out when the door's closed, maybe.
Oh, well, yes, there is that, yes.
I mean, it's only happened to me once, but
I think I'm Lyft.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go Lyft.
Because it's not going to rain on you in a Lyft, is it?
No.
It's not going to snow on you. You're not going to die of hypothermia.
And you can kind of, suppose, prize the doors open. You can have some communication with people.
I think it'd be the roof hatch you'd be looking at. You won't be prizing the doors open.
Oh, what if it stinks of wee, though?
That's just an added bonus, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, every cloud.
Okay. And if it doesn't at the start of this escapade, it will at the end.
Yeah. I'm still going left.
Okay, let's move on to question two. Would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Which pays the most? Nobel Prize winners get like £1 million, don't they?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Olympic gold medal is gold.
It's not going to be worth
perhaps not anymore, but it used to be.
It's not going to be worth £1 million, is it? And yeah, an Olympic gold medalist, just they pale into insignificance, don't they? Really. It's all right, you've won a medal. What have you done lately kind of thing? Whereas a Nobel Peace Prize, you're forever remembered.
True. You still remember Daley Thompson.
Yeah, not every Daley, though.
No.
Every other Daley.
But he did have a video game, so, you know.
Well, who else do you remember? Got how many other gold medalists?
There was a fast runner who was black. There was.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Carl?
Carl Lewis?
Carl, yes. Yes. Carl Lewis. Not sure. Yeah. Somebody
yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Martin. That was him.
Martin Lewis.
Martin Lewis.
Nope. Don't think it was him.
No?
Nope. Go on. Name some more. Specifically gold medal winners.
Don't know.
I mean, Colin Jackson there, yeah.
Colin Jackson in the chat room.
Is he?
Hiya, Colin.
Hiya, Colin.
Yeah, all right. But how many Peace Prize winners do you know?
Well, there's Kofi Annan. Well, that's a real name.
Yeah. Yes, yes, I know it is. I think we've answered our own question here. We know neither.
I'm sure Gandhi win a Peace Prize?
He might have.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
Perhaps should have. Trump was up for a Peace Prize, wasn't he?
Was he?
For his sterling work in Israel.
In the construction industry.
Palestine, yeah, yeah. I'm sure people were trying to get him listed for a Nobel.
No, he's...
I think everyone else went, fuck right off. No, but
Bellend.
I think somebody was... Yeah.
Not Nobel.
Bellend Peace Prize.
So, I almost forgot about Juan Manuel Santos.
Oh, of course, yeah, him, yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, they're all foreigners. Liu Xiaobo, Barack Obama. There, he's won one.
There you go.
Wangari Mutamata.
It's easy for you to say.
Shirin Abadi. Jimmy Carter.
Right.
Kim Dae-jung. No mention of Kofi Annan so far. Oh, Yasser Arafat.
Wasn't
he a bad guy?
Well, I thought he's involved in the trouble.
Oh, well, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, we're getting an Olympian in the chat room. Ben Johnson was a Canadian runner.
Was he the one that was done for drugs?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. So that's more what he's renowned for than running. Oh, I can't find. Oh, Desmond Tutu. You know, the guy with the little ballet dress?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I recognise him.
Yeah. Lech Wałęsa.
Polish guy.
Yeah, trade unions in Poland. Oh, there's Mother Teresa. My God. Anwar Sadat, Egypt. Oh, Betty Williams.
Betty Williams? Out of all those names you read out and you get to Betty Williams.
She had a courageous effort in founding a movement.
Right, okay.
Just taking a shit. You can't get a prize for that, can you?
Well... Apparently.
Brilliant. I should have a bloody mantelpiece full of these. Henry Kissinger. Oh, there we go.
Vietnam-y era.
Willy Brandt. He was the East-West Germany guy. I don't think... Martin Luther King Jr. There we go. Another one. I'm just going to look for one more that I remember. And that's it. Oh, so no Kofi. So Kofi Annan didn't win one then. I was just talking
He's just the United Nations guy, isn't he?
Talking out of my arse there. Yeah, I think that's enough to be getting on with.
Right. So have we come down to a decision, or are we just like, oh, I don't think we care? Samara's, I'm not having sports, so she's doing the the Peace Prize.
I'm kind of with T, yeah. Sports is just, it's irrelevant.
Okay. Is there a sport that you would want to be an Olympic gold medal at?
Darts.
Is there any darts? Okay. Okay.
I don't think it's in the Olympics, so is it?
Don't think so.
Because that could be Summer Olympics and Winter Olympics, because it's in a
Beth pool. wants to be Olympic gold medal at brushing up. At curling.
Oh, is that like straightening your hair?
Not straightening. Straightening your hairdresser. Hair.
Yeah, right. Reverse straightening your hair.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know, girls should be able to take part. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear me.
Shall we move on?
Chaos. Yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
You've got some editing to do, haven't you?
Yep.
So what happens when you invite me on your show, mate? It's going to happen. Lee White, shock jock, talking.
Would you rather have nosy neighbours or noisy neighbours?
Nosy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because if I had noisy neighbours, there would be no Peace Prize for me. Because I'd go around.
No peace.
And, no peace. That we'd be at war. Nosy neighbours, I'm happy with that. Because like, you kind of know that your house is safe because they're going to be looking out the curtain twitches.
Good answers,
sure
yes.
Nobody, does anything untoward at your house. And yeah. Noisy neighbours just going to be a pain in the arse.
I concur. And it's surely a coincidence that I've picked this question on the second day of our neighbour having a new roof.
Ah, but it's not going to be indefinitely, is it? So that's okay.
No, they're going to. It's going to stop.
Yeah.
But we have previously spoken about his workout noises. You may have forgotten. We certainly spoke about it.
Is he working out, though?
No, you can't tell from the noises. But he's on his own, so I hope so.
Okay.
Oh. Not just bench pressing. Oh. That's it. Just really loud.
Yeah.
And sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I don't think he's working out at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And he's got a rowing machine that goes, yuk, yuk, yuk.
Are you sure he didn't just buy some doors from like the Star Trek, the Enterprise? He's just pissing you off by opening the doors at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It could be what it is. What it sounds like. Shoo.
Anyway, time you hear that noise, he's just heading to the holodeck. That's it.
Yeah.
Stop moaning.
I think we've agreed noisy.
Yeah.
Except for Tamara, who refuses to answer because she doesn't really know what neighbours are. She lives that far from anybody. So what's that? It's an Australian programme and I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question for this show. Would you rather have details of your financial life or your love life made public?
Well, love life, there wouldn't be an awful lot to share, if I'm being honest.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, financial records, there you go. Take them.
Yeah, take the financials. The last thing I need anybody to know is to spend an awful long time in the bathroom on my own.
but the other way around, wouldn't it? If you don't have any love life, then you won't mind that being shared because there's nothing to share. And all your financials get private.
I don't know. If my love life was, something to shout about, then yeah, I'm happy with that. If I was really